Now it's my pleasure to introduce Mike McCabe, who's been an advocate for democracy for decades. He ran the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign for 15 years and now runs a group called Blue Jean Nation. Mike McCabe.
I can't claim to be a man of science. I've got no lab coat. I've never been peer reviewed. But I'm sure we can be friends anyway. I can say this. I trust in science. I depend on science. I'm thankful for science. And I was taught to value science by some wonderful teachers, some of them right here on this campus. But I'm not ashamed to say that when I reflect on my most influential teachers, two of them did not have high school diplomas. Two of the people who are most responsible for who I am and what I believe and what I do didn't have high school diplomas. I come from farm country. I grew up on a dairy farm in Clark County, outside of a little town of only 150 people. And I learned life's lessons there. And now I run a group called Blue Jean Nation that is devoted to the idea that we have got to pull people together to get regular people back in the driver's seat of our government. And just as importantly, we need to build and promote understanding between rural and urban populations and build bridges between rural and urban communities. Blue Jean Nation has a statement of principles that we call our common creed. And I'd like to read just one paragraph from that statement of principles. We believe in science, and we believe we all have a duty to respect nature and take care of the air, water, and land. Environmental protection is not the enemy of economic development. A healthy economy and healthy planet must go hand in hand. We believe there are three bottom lines in business. A truly productive and successful company is one that is financially profitable, one whose workers and customers are treated justly and well, and one that is a responsible steward of natural resources. Yeah. Now, much has been made about the growing rural-urban divide and other divisions in our society. Well, one of the things that Blue Jean Nation has dedicated itself to is getting outside of Madison, getting outside of Milwaukee, going to the small towns and rural communities across the state. We've held meetings in taverns, in restaurants, cafes, coffee shops, public libraries, community centers, town halls. We've held two gatherings in barns. And what I've found everywhere I go is that we're not as divided as we've been led to believe. Regardless of where you go, people basically want the same thing. And let me just give you one small example. The words Flint, Michigan have become synonymous with public health crisis. But what people don't think a lot about is the fact that there are 2,000 community water systems with excessive levels of lead. And 80 of those water systems, 80 of those communities are right here in Wisconsin. What people don't think often about is the fact that the incidence of lead poisoning is just about at the same level in Wisconsin communities as it is in Flint, Michigan. And in fact, the level of lead poisoning in Milwaukee is twice as high as Flint's level. But the thing is that public health crisis in Milwaukee is something that is shared in common in communities like Lake Mills, because they've got the same crisis on their hands. We all want the same things. Now, one of the opportunities I get is to talk to every imaginable kind of audience. I talked to the Chippewa County Democrats on one day, and the very next day, I was talking to a Rotary Club in Waukesha County, a group of local business people in the reddest of red counties in Wisconsin. I get a chance to talk to people about their values, about their concerns, their fears, their problems. And what I find is we've got more in common than we've been led to believe. But when I talk to progressive or liberal or democratic audiences or whatever you want to call them, there is an article of faith that I run into everywhere I go. This idea that many voters, especially those living in rural areas, are stupidly voting against their own interests. And I have to tell you, with the people who believe that are talking about my neighbors. They're talking about some of my most important teachers. And I can tell you, they are not stupid people, and they're not voting against their own interests. It is true enough that you may see their interests differently than they see their interests, but you can't impose your own definition of their interests on them. Instead, we need to go out to those communities and we need to ask them how they see their interests. We gotta listen to what they're saying, the struggles that they face, and we've got to make science go to work for their interests. Yeah. Like I said, I can't claim to be a man of science. I got no lab coat. I haven't been peer reviewed. But what I know is that science informs, science enlightens, science empowers. Science even has the power to inspire and to heal. But it can only do those things if science and scientists demonstrate that they care. Now, science, people of science, wonderful people that I've encountered on this campus and everywhere else I've gone, they have great faith in data. They have great faith in facts. They even have great faith in the idea that if you just stuff enough of those facts and enough of that data down people's throats, that they'll surely see the wisdom and the rightness of your ways and they'll agree with you. But what I've experienced and what I want to challenge you to think about is that the best, most valid, most data-driven message will be rejected by people if they don't trust the messenger. If they believe the messenger looks down on them, disrespects them, they'll reject that message. When facts, when data collides with values, my experience is that people will discard the facts and they'll hold tight to their values. And we've got to take that to heart. For science to have constructive power, it has to serve and it has to care. And I leave you with this thought. What my travels have taught me, what my opportunities to share time and listen to so many people in so many out-of-the-way places in Wisconsin and beyond our borders, what it's taught me is that people don't care how much you know unless they know how much you care. And so I have a challenge for you. Marches and rallies are intended to be shows of strength. But once this is all over, we go back to the real business of giving science real strength and real power. And I challenge you to do this. For every hour that you spend exhibiting how much you know, spend 2 demonstrating how much you care. And with the rest of your time, just keep saying, no science, no beer. Thank you. Yeah.